We're doing Rav Chalap on the parasha. Yaakov was holding on to Esav's heel. There's an illusion that even on the things that a person steps on, which we call Adam Dash Ba'akevo, there are things that you step on with your heel. There are things that are common and we ignore them. And there's a huge difference between the transgressions of Israel and the transgression of Esav, the nations. You can't compare them. When Yaakov comes out to the world, he's holding on to Esav's heel. He is indicating that even when Am Yisrael goes down to the dust, they don't become defiled. They don't lose their status as Am Yisrael. Od yado nituya. Am Yisrael, even when he falls, his hand is still outstretched. I want to get back up. So even if someone else beat me to it, Esav is out there and he's first. And look at how developed he is. Yaakov's holding on. He's holding on to the heel. I'm down, but I'm not out. And that's the idea that we can overcome. We can, even when we're at the Akev, we can overcome that. Esav is Asui. Esav is Rosh. That's why Esav's head goes into the Maris HaMachpelah. Esav represents the idea that he can be a leader. Yaakov, he might be at the heel, but he is ultimately Yaakov, he will overcome. The word Yaakov has dual meaning. It can mean the one who's holding on to the heel. It can mean the one who will ultimately put his heel on the others. The one who will overcome others. Yaakov's saying, I might be down, but I'm holding on. And that's the eternal theme of Am Yisrael, what we call the Pintalayid. The idea that the flame can never be put out. Now it can dim, but it can't be put out.